The Ghana National Fire Service has instituted an investigation into the cause of the fire outbreak that occurred at the Kumasi Central Market. The PRO of the service, Prince Anaglati, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said about 31 stores have been destroyed. According to him, it took the service close to 2 hours to put out the fire. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
As of now that we are talking, our men are still there. They'll be called for a flashback, and they have gone back to ensure that every pocket of fire is extinguished, and they are doing salvaging to ensure that there is nothing that is hidden under these debris that could not be used for evidence. And they have also instituted an investigation into it. So I'm hoping that after they are able to complete their salvaging and their investigation, we'll be able to get to the exact cause of this fire.
How long did it take the fire service to put out this fire?
Yeah, it took them close to 2 hours to put out this fire. And what the situation was that when they got to the fire scene, when the first tender got to the fire scene, they find it difficult to enter into the premises of this market because of the exit that was very short and small.
This has not been the first time. Anytime there's fire outbreak in any market, you always find it difficult to penetrate through. What are you doing about this?
We have formed up a fire safety audit committee in the market that they go in there to audit the market to find out the hazards within the market and to write their recommendations and submit the report to the appropriate courts that have the authority as to the planning and then the construction of market. The fire service do not have what it takes to construct market, but we only have an input into the designing and the planning of this market.
So how many stores have been burnt?
It's about 31 stores and a wooden structure that got sent.
Has there been any loss of human life?
No, not at all. There was no casualty.
Are you able to tell us the time this fire took place?
We had the distress calls at 19:18 hours. That was 7:18 hours in the evening. That was the time we were called. We responded quickly to this distress call.
Mr. Anaglati said the service has mounted an effective education campaign to sensitize the public on safety measures.
It has been very effective in the sense that if I'm now saying that we have assigned teams, various teams to various categories of the areas that I'm talking of, that we have teams that go to the market to educate the people, we have teams that go to the domestic areas to educate the people, and we have teams that go to the industrial areas, people go to the churches, to the lorry parks, to educate the people. And so you just imagine how effective would this thing not be. But the other challenges that we have when we get to the premises is just that there are so many times that we realize that the people that are to receive the education are not willing.
If you say they are not willing, what measures are you putting in place to ensure that they comply?
What we now do is to ensure that those premises that are supposed to have a fire certificate, that apart from having the fire certificate, one of the processes is to educate the people within the premises before the fire certificate it is given. When you refuse or you are not willing to have the education, the fire certificate is not given out on a silver platter. So we have also made them to understand that those who are to have the fire certificate, they are not having. Some of them have also been taken to court, and some of them have also had their premises closed down.
You have the PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Anaglati, talking to Yaya Kwamwa.